You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. So we're live. Indo Expo. One of the first shows we got to do this year. We took a little bit of a break. And definitely getting over all the craziness. And I got to tell you, coming to Denver was pretty exciting because I was thinking to myself, one, I didn't even think about the weather being in Cali. The weather is so warm, you know. I mean, not like comparative to the rest of the United States. So I started packing and I decided, oh, you know, it can't be too much colder in Denver. And I checked the weather report and it's like below freezing, snow, whatever, every single day. And I get on the plane and I didn't even dress that. It's funny, it was like a couple times I've gone to places where I'm worried about how cold it is, you know, and I put the long johns on and shit like that, and I did it on one flight and I started sweating and I started getting all fucked up and shit because I was like too warm on the plane that I had to go and take this stuff off, right? So I said to myself, okay, next time I'm not going to be stupid, I'm not going to do that again. So I just said, oh, I'm going to wear a t-shirt and a sweater, and I was like, oh, that's not that big of a deal, you know, I'll be fine on the plane. I fucking fall asleep, and when I get on the plane, the flight guy says, when we get to Denver, it'll be a 17 degrees, and I'm like, oh, thank God I put this sweater on, at least I'm not going to have a situation where I feel too hot on the plane. Next thing you know, I fall asleep, and I wake up, and I'm fucking feeling, like, panicked. And I felt like I was going to fucking pass out. And I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized that the sweater got me so hot on the plane that I was almost going to pass out. So I like fucking pulled it off. Came here, came to Denver, had a great time, set up the booth. And I'll tell you, when I walked in this morning, and I do a lot of shows all over the place, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to get into the show when it's on and stuff, but it is fucking cold. It's like 30 degrees or something, and there is a line around this motherfucking building with all the people that want to come into the show. But today I got my boy, who interviewed me, first guest of the day from Beadworks. We got Travis Lippert. What's up, my brother?
What is up? Thanks for having me on.
Man, what do you think about this? You're Florida, or where are you?
We're here in Colorado.
Oh, you're Colorado, yeah. And your associate, Mr. Miller, is he still Denver?
No,
where is he now?
He has moved to Colorado now as well.
So. Nice, nice, that's nice. Cool. Awesome, man. So tell us about what you got going on here in Denver.
Our company is called Verks Unlimited Limited, but we go by Beadworks. And I love this audio. This sounds so nice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We make CBD vape cartridges with 420 milligrams of CBD, and we make e-liquids, and our big sellers these days are lotions that we came out with about a year ago.
So CBD vape cartridges, lotions, that's pretty cool. And can people get it online and order it anywhere in the United States?
There are some states now where we're starting to... We would put some serious thought into shipping something to like Indiana right now.
Okay.
Because of labeling. There are a couple other states. I think there are four states now that are
pretty hardcore about labeling.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. Now that the farm bill passed, what happens? Like, now that technically it's a Schedule 5 legal, does it take away now what it is in the states? Now can you just sell it, you know, if it's through the legal channels? Is it then an issue shipping to anywhere in the United States now?
The Farm Bill descheduled hemp and all of its cannabinoids and extracts, isomers, salts of isomers, as long as it comes from industrial hemp, is defined as cannabis sativa L with less than 0.3% delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol on a dry weight basis.
Okay, so
0.3.
So it's not 3%, it's less. Okay, so that's where there's confusion. So it's a tiny, tiny, tiny bit.
It's a very small amount of THC.
Speckle.
a tiny speckle, of THC. But so federally, there aren't any issues with shipping across state lines, but certain states are
super critical about it.
Yeah, like Iowa is another one where people are still being, I don't know about arrested, but definitely hassled. Stores are getting shut down.
Really?
Yeah, products are getting just, you know, SWAT teamed off the shelves. So
we got like
We
got a guy that's with a backpack. And what is he doing? He's like blowing steam. It looks like the guy from Ghostbusters, right? This guy totally looks like the dude from Ghostbusters in the booth right ahead of us. That's fucking crazy.
Liquid is.
I have no idea. It says Agricultural Solutions. What do you think of all these booths here, man? It's pretty popping. I knew this was going to be a great show. Shout out to Chris and all the guys that do the Indo Expo. They, in my opinion, have one of the best, aside from the big giant Vegas one, which is hard to compete from. They have the best loyalty, I guess, or camaraderie. I don't know how to explain it, but they get a good crowd of people.
Gigantic show. I cannot believe how big this is. And I, like you said earlier, the number of people who are lined up outside to get in here is just mind-boggling.
Yeah. And shout out, they do the best show parties, right? I don't know if you've been to any of the Indo ones in Portland or this over the years, but my boys here can throw down. They have like aerialists and like this and like fucking all kinds of crazy shit going down. Really great social atmosphere, and definitely pick areas where it's fun to legally consume and puff and hang out, you know? Where a lot of these other states, even though they still are the way they are, even Vegas and shit, you can't really all light up and hang out and fucking do that type of shit, where I've noticed in Cali and other states, it's obviously a lot more social.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice when it's more social in all these other states, don't you think?
I'm looking forward to, in fact, I'm, you know how Altria, the owner of Marlboro, is, they bought a big stake of Cronos out of Canada.
Okay, what is Cronos?
I believe they're a marijuana company.
Okay.
And then they bought a big stake in Juul, which we...
Oh, yeah, the Juul vaporizers?
So,
oh, those guys lucked out, huh?
So I'm looking forward to the day, really, when these bigger companies get into... I mean, I'm not looking forward to the competition by any stretch of the imagination, but
sure.
When we have that kind of money coming into the industry, I think that we'll see a much more, we'll see it become normalized a lot more quickly than you and I have been able to do it with our efforts here.
Absolutely. Man, we got people jamming. Today's like, this is crazy for a morning already, right? It's like,
yeah.
Hasn't even really started. People jamming, music, this, people rolling around. It's fucking great. You guys got an Instagram or anything like that?
We're on Instagram. Veedworks. It's like Weedworks, except with V's.
And with all, a V for all, our stoners out there.
All the vowels are E's, and the domain name was available.
Okay. I got
That's
you.
Got
I like
there.
That sounds pretty good. It's good for stoners for sure. And then you guys have a Facebook page when you guys do your interviews, right, where people could see the live video.
Yep.
And is it also on YouTube?
We've uploaded we're not simulcasting to YouTube yet. We're going to start doing that, but
okay.
So we upload the shows afterward to YouTube.
Okay.
So.
But people could go back and see previous episodes, right?
Yeah,
that's great, bro. Shout out to what other things you got going on aside from the Veedworks? Are you part of the Chamber of Commerce that Michael's got going on? Okay.
Dues or
I haven't paid any dues. Well, shout out to the National Chamber of Commerce of Cannabis. If you guys get a chance, it's a way a group that's there to help with the essentially making sure that businesses are on the up and up. And if they're not on the up and up, they let you know.
It's awesome. What's your
favorite show? I know you travel around to a lot of shows, don't you?
I go to a few. This one is definitely, honestly, this is going to just blow away my expectations because, there was another show that was big here at one time, and the last time that they came through town, it was a ghost town.
Sure.
And so I was hoping that didn't speak to the greater, Denver climate for shows. And
sure.
This definitely is showing us that, there are a lot of people here that are interested in this industry.
Absolutely.
I think half of them are going to have booths here next year.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will. Yeah. So, fuck crazy, dude. This guy's like I said, I got Ghostbusters in front of me. I think he thinks he wants to take out a few people or something.
Yeah, he's definitely got his
like ear piercing to the microphone. I apologize to all those people listening in the cars that hear this shit going on right now. It's pretty crazy.
Microphone setup at our booth is nowhere near this fancy. I can only imagine just the pure crap audio that we're gonna get.
There's a lot of feedback and a lot of crazy shit, but those are the things you got to do when you roll around to live events, so people out there in the cars all over the world know what's going on live in the industry. Indo Expo, check it all out. Check out their website. Check out Beadworks. Check out everything that's going on in the industry and get some knowledge up on yourself. And hell yeah, we're enjoying ourselves in the cold weather of Colorado. But it's a fun weather to puff and hang, that's for sure. You got any shout-outs, any friends, family, anybody you want to say hello to?
Listening to this,
Someone who you feel like giving a shout out to?
Gosh, who could I shout out to? No, I don't know anybody.
No,
I don't know anybody.
It's all right. But I got you, my brother. Hey, man, it was good having you on.
Yeah, thank
nice
you very
to see
much.
You. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, that was
a
great time.
And you guys can go back on any previous episodes on Beadworks on Facebook and check out their videos. And you can check out the video that I did when they interviewed me. What was it, about like 6 months ago or so? A few months ago. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
We'll definitely go hang. Let's go take a break, puff a little, smoke a little, and maybe grab a snack. And we will be back. Purple Haze Radio. See you soon.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
We're back. I've taken a little break live. Indo Expo. Fucking crazy shit. We got Cody and Brett, some of my boys that I've done some stuff with in the past. Ended up when I was going over to Vegas for the giant MJ BizCon rolling around. Hadn't seen these guys for a while. And ran into them, and now they're fucking animal entrepreneurs, jumping from one thing to another, but they got something pretty solid. Why don't you guys give a little shout out and let me know what's up?
Your lead, Andrew. Trying to follow your lead, man.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, so Cody and I, as you know, we are back in Colorado, getting sick of the Dube Tube. So Cody, why don't you tell them what we came up with?
It's good. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. It's the world's best joint case.
Our J-Pack is what we call it, created by Packcase. It holds 5 king-size pre-rolls. And like Cody said, it's child-resistant, has a certificate. It's gasket-sealed. It's the only pre-roll container on the market so far that has a gasket seal built into it. Keeps odor out. Also keeps the joints fresh.
No shit.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. And you can print on it, which is pretty cool, right?
Full color digital. So we can take just about any image you want and
nice.
Slap it on the case.
Hell
looks incredible.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And what made, is it because you just seen a lot of packaging and just decided that nobody's really being more ingenuitive about it? Or what was the reason? I mean, packaging is something like there's a lot of people out to that. What made you guys say, oh, I'm going to go jump and do packaging?
Absolutely. You walk around these shows and there's packaging after packaging after packaging company. But what we saw was people really weren't innovating packaging that can really differentiate brands in this industry. And as you know, especially working with celebrity brands, that's where the industry is going. You have to stay competitive and you Absolutely. Have to stay in a position to present and package your product. And we thought that the Dube Tube wasn't doing any justice to pre-rolls, which is becoming one of the biggest segments of cannabis product lines.
So you're finding that most people, let's say if they had a Dube Tube, they're not going to just bring one, because if they're going to go hang out with somebody or whatever it may be, or a party, let's say, or whatever it fucking is, do you really want to have a handful, right, of these things?
How else do you take it? I mean, when people use an old cigarette box, and it sticks your cigs, you nowhere to go with it.
Now,
JPEG solves that problem for you.
Is the material you guys use, let's say the joint's a little hot or whatever it is, and they slide it in, does it fuck up the casing? Have you guys like tried to beta test when people slip their pre-rolls in and things like that, or explain? Or you said there's a part in it, right, that pops out where
exactly.
you can put that, so you keep one part fresh, one part if you have a halfy or whatever.
We call it the Roach Coach.
Okay.
I think that's one of the funniest names ever.
So break it down.
So it's a separate little compartment at the bottom of the case. You can actually take a roach, stick it in there, and doesn't stink up any of your fresh joints. So I don't know. I don't know about you. I hate that smell.
Yeah. A way for you with these king size joints, they're pretty large. An average person cannot smoke an entire king size by themselves. Most people can't.
Sure.
So they'll smoke half of it, and right now you'd either put it back in a Dube Tube or put it back in your cigarette card, and it gets the whole thing stinky, full of debris. We have this separate compartment on the bottom that's also airtight that can keep that roach contained separately. So
Hell
we call
yeah.
it the Roach Coach.
I love it. The Roach Coach. So are you guys making another? They're hitting you up to do other packaging, right? It's not just these new inventive things that you're creating for people to use. People could go to you if they just generally want to do their packaging, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we handle all sorts of different pre-roll stuff. We have a couple new cases that are on the way. We have a what we like to call a Dube Tube killer, and that should be on the market shortly.
The Dube Tube killer. I like that.
Trying to stay in our lane here. We know that there's a lot of competition with regards to packaging, and we're staying in premium pre-roll packaging for the cannabis industry. So we're getting approached for custom solutions, but we're really staying involved in premium solutions for pre-rolls that are child resistant and that benefit the promotion, packaging, and preservation of pre-rolls.
Hell yeah, bro.
Pre-rolls are such an important part of the industry. It's a product that beginners love, that intermediates love, and ultimate heads love. Everyone
Hell
loves
yeah.
joints.
Hell yeah. I mean, it is the most popular thing that people buy aside in the flower category.
Absolutely.
Aside from loose bud, because there's a lot of people that don't really want to fucking roll a joint.
Last that you got to hit some big ass bong rips.
I got a couple pieces.
Yeah, I won't forget those.
I'm a glass man.
Yeah.
I can't not say it. You know, shout out to all my motherfucking glass blowers out there.
I never in my life meeting Andrew for my first time, going to his office and seeing this glass collection. I was like, what the fuck?
And you guys haven't even been to the new place.
Yeah,
we got in Woodland Hills now.
I haven't been back.
I guess we're going back to Cali, bro.
Going back to Cali. That's my favorite. I'll be going back to Cali some warm weather. It is cold as fuck out here. But there's some dedicated motherfuckers. Did you see the line out there?
For the seeds.
Like, just for people to come in?
Literally. Oh.
Not even for seeds, for people to just come in here.
Wrapped around the block.
I didn't see the line for people coming in.
Around the block.
Around the block.
But the line for someone selling seeds, and whoever's selling seeds is killing it today, because
really?
There's a line that's going across the entire expo hall to buy some seeds.
Is it Crop King, I think? Is that what
probably,
it is?
Probably, yeah.
They're like the monsters of fucking...
Killing the game.
Shout out to those guys for sure. Yeah, I'm probably going to pick up, because they're from Canada. They don't usually come here that often.
It's hard to get those genetics. So when they come, you gotta jump on that chance.
Sell seeds out of a expo? Like,
I think so.
Oh.
Maybe here. I don't know.
Colorado, baby.
Colorado. All right.
Hey, you guys got a website or anything for guys to check out?
Absolutely. Please check us out, packcase.com. And if you want to buy them, packcase.shop. Or now recently on Amazon, check us out.
PACCASE. That's packcase.com.
You guys want to give any shout outs to any friends, family, girls, girlfriends, etc.?
I do. I got a girl back home. What's up, baby?
Don't do it.
Go ahead. Go for it, bro.
No, I'm just saying, hey, Maddie. What's up?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. Baby. I love you, Mom. Thank you so much. Went to college and now I'm selling joint cases. Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
Love you, Mom. Hanging out with my man, Andrew.
Hell yeah. Shout out, guys. Let's go fucking take a little puffy and we'll be back. I'll see you guys soon.
Later, Peace. Everybody.
Thank you.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
So we're back. Indo Expo. Everything's popping. Fucking crazy, man. It's already super early and still so many people already crowding around and excited about being here in Colorado. And we got to meet so many interesting people, but one of the gentlemen that I have right now, very excited. I've heard a lot about what he created because a lot of people who know YouTube decided to go through and start banning cannabis-related content. And a shout out to all my people out there who worked really hard to put really great YouTube channels and had massive, massive followings and had to get banned out of YouTube and like, where the fuck are we gonna go? What are we gonna do?
Yeah.
And we got Arend.
It's pronounced Arend.
Arend.
Like run an errand. That's okay.
Run an errand.
It's a weird name.
And my brother from another mother started WeedTube.
Yeah, that's very true.
The cannabis friendly video platform.
The first of its kind. First place where companies can actually advertise via commercials.
So break it down.
The WeedTube was founded last year at the end of February. We launched March 1st of 2018. And yeah, just like you mentioned, Andrew, all of the YouTube channels that were deleted, people with over 1 million subscribers. I myself had 140,000 when I was deleted.
140,000.
Yeah.
And what about my homegirl, Mac Dizzle? How many did she have?
So she was part of a channel called High Rise TV. And they had
High Rise TV. Shout out to High Rise TV.
Shout out High Rise. They had 195,000 when they were deleted.
195,000, and she had it for like 7 years, right?
Yeah,
a long time, right?
Very
How
long
did you have your channel for?
2 years.
2 years of a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then that shit goes down the tube.
So many other people too, like Silence Hippie. Sasha Silence Hippie had 450,000. Strain
wow.
Central had 550,000.
Strain
Custom
Central.
Custom Grow had 1.4 million.
Custom Grow. And are those guys here actually, or no? Or is it different Grow guys over here, right? Different Grow guys over here. And when did you create WeedTube?
We started working on the idea of the WeedTube in the beginning of February of last year, but the concept was that it was just going to be a pay-per-view kind of subscription place where we would upload extra content. We didn't know that it was going to need to be the new place where everything would go.
Where everybody's going to go.
That was before everybody got
deleted.
But
now, so now it's free, right?
It's totally free, supported by the advertisers.
And you can create your own channel just like YouTube, right?
As long as you are... Technically, anyone can create their own channel. If you're going to show yourself consuming or uploading, we would prefer that you be in the legal route of doing that. But yeah, technically it's free for anyone to work with us and upload.
That's pretty cool. And I got my buddy Zev Barnett. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
A man who is immersed in hemp. Why don't you break down a little bit what you got going on?
Oh, it's exciting, man. This week we had part of our team in Davos attending Canatech, which is an interesting group that infiltrated into the World Economic Forum. So there were leaders from all around the world in Davos this week, and Saul Kay, who's our benefactor, was there hosting cannabis entrepreneurs. So he was sitting at the table with Bruce Linton from Canopy Growth,
okay,
and the CEO of Acreage Holdings, Kevin,
sure.
I'm not sure his last name, he was there as well. Our representative from our CBD store on the Swiss-Italian border was representing us.
Wow.
And we're building our network in Europe, which is exciting because Israel just passed medical cannabis export.
Sure. Shout out.
I know. Shout out to my friend Adam Schuster, who helped push that legislation through. He's been sending me selfies from the Knesset. talking to the police who actually manage export policy.
Wow.
So now we got Israel and Canada exporting into Europe, and we're inserting ourselves into that business.
Amazing is that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's more medicine for more people.
And you it's a new world.
Well, they're going to be using blockchain technology to protect patient IDs because German insurance companies are going to be doing reimbursements for the patients.
Oh, wow. So this people will actually be able to get reimbursed
for cannabis medicine.
For cannabis medicine.
And keep their records confidential.
What a world we live in,
no
right?
No kidding.
And utilizing blockchain, that's very interesting, right?
Exactly. So we're building our hemp business here, Israel, and Europe.
Okay.
And next 2 weeks, I'll be in Panama.
Okay.
Because we're working on the Latin America as well. We're working with leaders in Panama, and also we're just starting to work with some of the bigger promoters in Mexico cannabis.
Yeah, because they recently went...
Cofepris, which is like the FDA, just approved it.
Sure.
So we're working with that to get CBD into the medical hospitals there.
And now America is in this
We're lagging.
We're in the sandwich of Canada and Mexico.
Our wagon is stuck in the sand.
That show in Panama?
Oh, totally excited.
I wanted to go so bad. I'm jealous that you're going.
Anybody who's going, we're sponsoring massage tables both days of the event.
Damn. Okay, maybe I will go.
Maven Hemp
is a reason to go.
Maybe
right?
I will go.
Maven Hemp is going to have masseuse and massage available 8 hours a day for 2 days straight and complimentary. So we're going to have a great time.
So, Aaron, how many people since you've started WeTube kind of started jumping on there and putting their own content and channels, essentially?
So we have 1.5 million unique visitors. We just hit 1.5 million about a week ago. We're pushing 2 million very quickly.
Awesome.
Of those 1.5 million people, we have about 100,000 people who have actually made accounts, meaning they can log in, leave comments on videos, interact.
Wow.
Yeah,
we expect
five times that at least once the app launches on 420 of this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You're actually going to have a fucking app.
We are going to have a fucking app.
Oh, that's great.
That's fucking cool, man. Good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great.
Congratulations.
We're partnered with Tommy Chong. We're very excited about the launch. It's going to be huge. You're going to see us everywhere.
So when you're saying you partner with Tommy, is it more in an intellectual property or does he actually now an owner of the WeTube?
He and Dank City are owners of the WeTube.
Okay, wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So then they're definitely going to help you make it go to the next level, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tommy and Paris, his son, and all those guys.
Tony at Dank City,
doing what you do so you can have an audience for everybody to enjoy cannabis content. And definitely want to check out the WeTube. And that's fucking pretty cool. Now, Zev, what's the main thing you're doing? Are you doing products? Are you fulfilling hemp requirements for people? Lay down what we got going on.
He's pulling it all out.
And you know what's funny? I saw it from the corner of my eye. The QR code on your bottle says GoFire. Shout out to my boys from GoFire. And check out the GoFire app. Shout out to Peter, Calfi,
absolutely,
and all my boys that I've interviewed on Purple Haze Radio. I love those guys, man. Hometown here in Colorado. We were actually supposed to get breakfast when I rolled in, but I know Peter was on an adventure and he's taking off in the near future to do some stuff. So we have your products here that are Maven products. You've got a mango flavored wrap. You got strained cherry wine. You got a great
CBD
flavor.
CBD blunt.
Yeah. So at least you're getting a little bit of the component in to help you with that. That must have been hard to infuse that into a wrap, right?
The wraps are flavored, but it's a cherry wine.
I mean, to infuse
flour.
The CBD in it, that's pretty crazy, right?
Oh, no, it's smoking flower. It's a cherry wine CBD strain.
Oh, it's a flower.
CBD flower.
That's real CBD flower, yeah.
Are these for me?
Yeah.
Are you giving this to me?
Yeah,
you're my favorite person on earth now.
Yes, those are for you to smoke.
That's
thank
awesome,
you.
Yeah, we're rolling up, hand rolling CBD flower.
Oh,
with
dude.
With a natural wrapper.
Dude, that's
so
tight.
And we've got a
you can buy it through the GoFire app. You also have the vanilla. This is our inhaler, which is taking off like CBD wildfire. Cool, let me check that shit out. Yeah, my guys do CBD inhalers, but I've never seen a CBD one. Can we talk about retail?
Sure. Yeah, they retail at $40.
$40. Now, because of CBD, will you ship these?
Absolutely.
You have a website?
Mavenhemp.com, although it's B2B right now. We're putting up a B2C site right as we speak.
Because I can help you get some new customers.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We'll be direct to consumers in the next couple of weeks.
Wow, I just hit it. And it's good because you flavored it.
It's vanilla.
CBD is kind of nasty tasting.
Yeah.
You totally masked it.
Vanilla flavor.
Yo, the vanilla's bomb, dude. What other flavors did you do? Oh, just one. Just one flavor so far.
We're making bubble gum for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'd be down for that. You already like called it right there.
No, we've got vanilla. That's our first inhaler. We've got a nebulizer that we're working on also that's already gotten FDA approval.
Okay.
To put CBD into it.
Sure.
But we've got those things and soft gels and transdermal patches as part of our health line.
Okay.
And then we've got a lifestyle line.
And the lifestyle line
has these blunts in four different flavors. We're making CBD pre-rolls in the raw wrappers.
Okay.
Isolate?
No, flower.
Flower.
Real flower. And then we're also making pens.
Okay.
I've got one here. It's just all CBD, no PG, no VG.
Oh, nice.
And then what else do we have in the lifestyle? We have gummies. We have gummies and we have, well, suppositories. But that kind of fits in the health.
We were just talking about that. I had Bob from Incredibles, and he was telling me about
Bob Aschino.
Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine. Yeah.
So that's all. That's pure CBD.
So that's cool. So yeah, that's great. And you're putting isolate in it, or you're just doing straight oil?
That's straight oil.
Straight oil. Wow, yeah. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's compliant.
Awesome.
Compliant oil.
Now can ship everywhere or no?
Ship everywhere. We're international, so we're shipping from Europe into other parts of Europe. We're shipping into.
And I gotta give you a shout out to you as a fellow tribesman. I see you sporting the Haim.
Oh yeah.
The Haim right there. That's my Hebrew name right there for sure. It's to life, man. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely is the way of the world.
That's right. Well, THC was discovered by Meshulam in Jerusalem. And we were in his lab. We met him last year at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem.
Cool guy.
He's great. He was limited to 45 minutes and he was frustrated because he could talk for hours. You know?
Oh, that's cool.
He's great.
So, Aaron, any shout outs you want to give out to anybody or particular?
Oh, man. Shouts out Andrew for holding down the Purple Haze Radio here today.
Yeah, that's right, Indo Expo.
Shouts out Indo Expo.
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure.
It wasn't a long line at all.
And you're thinking.
You laughed because you were in the line too, weren't you?
It was fucking cold, too.
It was cold as hell. They didn't tell people to put a jacket on. She's over here nodding her head, too.
She was just defrosted.
But there were dedicated motherfuckers that came out and waited on that line. That's what I'm saying. This show is the shit.
I actually have an appointment to get my toes cut off from frostbite right after this.
Yo, that is fucking funny, man. That is great. So when do you think the app will come out?
420. It will.
So, sweet. Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
Who are your top influencers now on the WeTube?
I would say Koala Puffs.
Koala and Mac Dizzle. That live together.
And then
I love those girls.
Yeah, and then
you haven't heard them before, right? Or seen them before? Massive following. We had them on the radio. We had Mac Dizzle on the radio. Koala Puffs was supposed to make it, but she wasn't able to make it that day. And hopefully she'll make a return and come on to our station and stuff. But Mac Dizzle, when she posts stuff on Facebook or YouTube or whatever it is, they'll come up with every day these creative stoner scenarios.
Stonerisms?
Clips or whatever you want to call it. And they'll fucking rope in 500,000 views. I mean, 700,000 views, like insane amount. So shout out to those girls that are making their mark in the cannabis social media for women.
Yes.
Because there really isn't as many that are just pushing the envelope and trying to be out there in the front of things, you know?
Yeah. And then we have awesome YouTubers who never were associated with cannabis prior to the WeedTube, like Megan Hughes. She's got about 500,000 followers on YouTube. She's come over to the WeedTube just to make cannabis content.
Just to do it. Hell yeah. Yep.
And then we've got some amazing people like Tim Black, who is a social commentary news reporter from YouTube, who's come over to us.
We've got,
Loaded Up, which is a YouTube channel that has like five guys that do the craziest things.
I think we're going to have to set up a Purple Haze Radio because we do video.
That's why I walked over here. I told you.
But we're not here.
Yeah.
And we're in the studios. We're always throwing down with the fucking video. So
your longer podcasts and stuff with the video format should be there.
We're all 1 hour shows. So yeah, 40 minute for our 420 slots. And then we have 1 hour for sure. Azev, so people want to check out the website, where they go if they want to see what you got going on?
I would send people to Maven Hemp on Facebook right now to see more of our product stuff because the website's B2B.
Although he's not B2C yet. He's almost there. 3 weeks.
Three weeks or so, we'll be B2C. Yeah.
3 weeks, I'm going to call you.
Any Instagram, Facebook, or social media?
Facebook. We're launching Instagram right now. We're just opening up to the B2C side.
Yeah, social media.
Yeah. We're opening a store in South Denver as well. And it's exciting stuff because, like, this week, we're adding horse CBD.
Okay.
We've got two different pet CBD treats that we're involved in manufacturing.
Nice.
For dogs and cats.
That's great.
This tomorrow, I'm ecstatic. This is a random thing that happened last week.
Go for it.
I ran into a guy on the street and he was lost looking for directions at a liquor store because he had his refrigerator truck full of liquor infused ice cream. And I said, hey, what about putting CBD in that stuff? So we're meeting tomorrow at his kitchen.
Ice cream? Oh, wow.
In ice cream.
That's
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, we're gonna be.
Oh, I'm a customer.
We are.
I'll be your first customer.
That's fucking great.
I'll turn the ice cream.
So we're making CBD ice cream.
That's very cool. You have a Instagram or other forms of social
media? Somebody just set down $100.
I think it's a fake one.
Oh, yeah, wow. It looks real. it looks real.
Yeah, that's.
Dang. That's a business card. I'm sorry. Man, what did you say, Andrew? I was distracted by the money.
By the cash, right? Social media, as far as outside of the website, you guys have got Instagram or
yeah, definitely
give it out to our stoners out there.
At the WeedTube on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We just hit 100K on Instagram. Thanks everybody for that. We've already up to 106 within a week, which is lit. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Aaron Richard. It's spelled A-R-E-N-D. It's very weird, but follow me. Some entrepreneurial stuff on there.
Absolutely. What's your Twitter handle?
A-R-E-N-D Richard.
Okay.
Absolutely. So yeah, man, Indo Expo popping. Thank you guys for coming on the air.
Thanks for having us, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
I think after seeing such a crowd of fucking all these people excited about cannabis and talking about edibles and gummies and all this type of shit. Fuck, man, we gotta go take a break.
I gotta go smoke these blunts.
We gotta smoke some of these blunts.
And watch a video on the WeedTube.
Hey, Zev, any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
Oh, you got it.
Zev, my man.
Shout out to Taylor for surviving the cold on the way in here.
Shout-out to Taylor.
Shout-out to Aubrey Arias for hooking us up together.
And absolutely shout-out to his dad, who has the cannabis symbol of hemp, H-E-M-P. And now with the Farm Bill and CBD going legal, definitely a good stock to check out. And also check out Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. Tell all your friends to download the app or listen in the car. Or check out DashRadio.com for Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Oh, yeah. And we're here live, Denver, Indo Expo at the Denver Mart. With thousands of motherfuckers rolling around having a good time and checking out all the great shit. Zev, you looking forward to some parties tonight or what?
Tonight's going to be fun.
Indo Expo definitely throws one of my favorite of the industry parties and conventions. They're always number one in my book, so I'm definitely looking forward to a blazing evening filled with smoke-filled cannabis, chronic edibles, and all kinds of social activities. Let's go make this shit happen. Take a break. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.